like with Jessie, when you play with her, what is in that band? What is that?
That's Reggie Young and Jenny, his wife, and a bass player, which kind of changes, David Smith sometimes, and Barney and Carter from the band, and I think that's it. Oh, sometimes a kid named Christopher Robin.
Well, you were with her many times, though, back all through the, her career, right? I mean,
yeah.
She was always there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, played on every show for years and years and years, yeah. I have to tell you something, though. when it was like 2 years after Waylon died that she had written a bunch of things and finally booked a gig. We did a little rehearsal just to make her feel comfortable and everything, and went to a casino up in Washington. And first gig, man. So we kick off the first song. She comes out, sits down. About halfway through that first song, I went, "Who in the hell is this?" You know, I mean, it was a whole different Jessie. You know, she knew that, you know, she wasn't part of something anymore. It was
right,
and she stepped up, man. Everybody in the band gets a big kick out of her. She gets carried away, starts playing some lead roles. Everybody just lays back and let her go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's great.
Oh, I'll bet it is great, yeah. Man. I bet that's fun.
It is.
So do you have anything like right now that you're doing? What project, any projects? You got anybody in the studio right now or anything coming up you want folks to know about?
Nothing. Nah, not really. I play in a band called the Homer Deaver Band.
Mm-hmm.
And then we mainly do a lot of corporate things and everything, but it's all of the old 40s and 50s songs of Hank and Lefty and all that. And it's upright bass and fiddle, steel, rhythm. And even Reggie's in this band, too. He plays the old Pruitt stuff. You know, but it's... It's fun because that was the music I was raised on. You know, I remember as a kid listening to that stuff.
So that band and, pretty much does corporate events and type shows.
Yeah, we do a bunch of community things out there.
And now you got a MySpace site.
Yeah.
So it's just myspace.com, Richie Albright.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, man. That global, being able to go global, just
it's wild.
Anybody in the world, 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, man. If you had any advice for somebody coming to Nashville that wanted to get into playing on records, because, you know, you've produced some big records, man, some of the biggest records of all time in country music and always will be. As a producer, is there anything you can tell to a musician to just got to Nashville that wants to come here to make his living playing on records that he might do or to get the attention of a producer or to get in on those sessions? Is there anything you can suggest?
No, I don't know. Other than meeting people, mm-hmm. you know, you gotta work the circuit.
Did you go out and hit the jam, stuff like that? Do you think that does any good?
Well, I mean, to get to meet people and everything, you just come into this town,
right?
You know, just it depends. There's different levels. What level you going after? You know.
Yeah, I think you're always going to be in that thing where you have to get in line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so many folks we know so many people for so long, and you know what they're going to do, and bringing in that unknown
right.
in the studio when we know the studio costs money and time, and it's a hard lick for sure.
Yeah.
So right now, you're still playing, you're still producing, you're still out there, you're still kicking.
yeah.
That's all good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Did you think it'd be like that? Did you think you'd still be here? Were you one of the ones that thought you'd probably wouldn't make it past 50?
I never give it that much thought, you know. Some of your friends start falling around you, make you dwell a little bit, but, you know, I'm here and I'm rocking and I don't think about it.
So is there anybody that you haven't played with that you'd like to play with if you could?
Boy, nobody's told that one at me. No, I don't have anybody off the top of my head. I just, you know.
Yeah.
Things happen, they happen.
If you're supposed to, you're gonna.
That's right.
Well, man, I really appreciate you doing this, Richie.
It's my pleasure, man.
I hope you had a good time.
I have. I enjoyed it. Did you hear my glass?
And thank you to David Judy for engineering and running the board. Thank you to Al Jolson for letting us use the facility to do this. And that's it. See you next time.
Adios.